Hello, sister.
Hello, Susan.
How's it going, Joe?
It's going good.
Good. So, I was just thinking, we come from a Catholic family.
Oh, yeah.
Raised in the church. Lots of kneeling and standing.
Candles. All that.
Incense.
And, yeah, I'm still a practicing Catholic.
Yep. I don't go to practices anymore, but I still know the game. We just had Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday. Actually, Mom was nice enough to bring home an envelope of ashes. So anyone who walks in the house has a...
Which I have right now.
Black cross on their face. Very kind of her.
Yeah. And it's nice.
It's very nice. So, you know, it's traditionally... during Lent, it's the 40 days leading up to, and it represents the 40 days Jesus was in the desert, right? And lacking food and water, and God provided.
Is that what it was? I didn't know.
You're asleep in the pew, be honest.
Well, I have to admit I do sleep during a lot of sermons.
That's all right. That's okay. Yeah. Hey, listen.
I show up.
Who am I to judge?
Right.
So, anyway... But traditionally, in our family, it's you give something up, chocolate, or you give up, you know, sweets or ice cream. But as I've grown older, and, you know, you mature in things, you know, you think about...
You're mature?
Well, people in general at my age.
But the people.
Yeah. I'm also a practicing adult, but not quite there.
Right.
So instead of necessarily giving up one thing that I like, I've begun to think about things I want to start incorporating into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of giving up something like alcohol or chocolate or ice cream, thinking about giving up, and this I have to shout out, and I don't think she's listening, but my work, the woman I work with, her name is Katie, who's taught me so much about just life in general. But we were having a discussion about it. We've worked together for several years. But, like, instead of thinking of it as that, like I said, like food or whatever, to give up things like getting involved in conversations that revolve around rumors or talking about other people.
Right.
Or giving up things that aren't purposeful. That's her thing and... Again, if she's listening, I'm sorry. I'm kind of spilling everything, but
sorry, Katie.
I'm saying this because it's bringing to me to a realization that social media, which probably all the 20 somethings know this, and maybe even the 30 somethings, is this kind of algorithm that you see one thing and then you see a lot of it. Because I realized I started freaking out because I watched one whale video terrified of whales. It is whales and umbrellas.
Have you done whale watches?
No! Stop. I am terrified of whales and umbrellas. Do not like either.
Umbrellas?
Oh, I hate umbrellas. They drive me crazy. I don't want them near me. I don't like them. I'd rather be soaking wet.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and they're not connected anyway, but those two are. So anyway, I watch one video and everything on my feed is whales and shark attacks. Like someone on a paddleboard. And it's the thing is, like, I'm starting to feel a little nauseous right now, just thinking of it, a little sweaty, heart's racing, because the last one I watched, or the last few I've watched, oh, give me a minute.
Yeah, I just...
It's hard. They do it from really far above, so... I'm not kidding, it's horrible. The water is clear, so you can see them.
Isn't it like... A little, doesn't it kind of entice you because it scares you a little bit?
Well,
you know how people watch scary movies because scares them and they want to keep watching?
But they're like hidden behind the blanket, but they keep peeking up. It's sort of like that, except it wasn't even that I was drawn to this initial, the mother clip, like the one that started it all. Showed and I clicked it. I didn't like sit there like, oh, I want to watch this. It was just like it said something and I was like, oh, I'll check this out. And once you click on Facebook video thing, they latch onto that. So it's, and so when she was talking about purposeful, you know, television and social media and things like that, I was like, maybe I should think about that and this won't happen and I'll be a little bit more, you know, thinking about my time and doing things purposeful and meaningful and, you know, things that are good for me and not putting myself through this. I mean, listen, it's not a horrible thing, but it's panic inducing, a little, not panic, but.
Are you done? Ooh,
I know, right? So anyways.
Well, I mean.
What are you giving up for Lent?
You know what? I'm sorry to say I haven't given up anything. And by the time.
Have you taken up anything?
No. Well, I mentioned in.
The writing.
Yeah, I mentioned in the last episode I've been doing a lot of writing, which is really cathartic and
good.
Really enjoyable. And I am a practicing Jesus would Catholic. Approve. Yeah, Jesus would love it. Although some of the stories, I'm not sure, but they're from the heart. So
from the hat, not hot.
But where was I going with this?
Whales. Don't say whales. No, we were talking about, you know, you're a practicing Catholic. I asked you what you what you're doing for Lent.
I haven't given up anything.
Well, you don't have to give up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't, let's just say this, I haven't decided yet. And by the time this airs, Easter will be over and nobody will care what I gave up.
Do you eat meat during Lent?
Well, you're not supposed to.
But you can on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I think it's a Friday thing. But all that's a myth now. Churches don't enforce that sort of stuff.
It just depends on who you follow and what you believe. I think it's whatever you think, because some people do follow it still, for sure.
Some people do, and it's just, they're probably old-fashioned or something.
It depends on your church and whatever.
Yeah.
Some people fast. I remember growing up when we were young, I don't think we've talked about this, on Good Friday, I remember, because we didn't have school, or we got out early, one or the other. Now we have it off this year. Good Friday, which is the day that...
It's a Good Friday.
No, what is it?
It's a Happy Friday.
It's the day that...
That comes before Saturday.
The day that Jesus died on the cross.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So, and when we were growing up, Mom would say, when... You have to be quiet that day, and then when the sun goes down, you shouldn't, there's no talking, or there's very little, like, it's, you're very quiet and solemn.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, really? Because you're supposed to think about that was when he actually, when the skies were dark, right?
Right.
That's when he was pleading with God, his Father, to save him.
Right.
And he was in such anguish, and then... Yeah, so that's kind of in reverence to that, and to think about suffering and God's love and God's love, and gosh, this is turning into me teaching. I know.
Let's kind of move away from that a little bit, because you know, we want to respect our listeners, and they may not be religious people, or they may be religious people. We don't know, but it's certainly good to talk about. But I don't want to go down the road too far.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
I might turn into a nun or something.
Oh, God. Don't want none. Ain't got none. Never gonna get none. I worked with a guy that used to say that all the time.
Yeah. So everything's going really good. I'm sorry about the whale and the sharks. But that's true. Like, I get distracted by shiny objects or emails, as I mentioned, or... ads or whatever, and I've clicked on things, and then not even on Facebook, on a totally different site, and then Facebook is flooded with things, the actual things I looked at, the actual things I was thinking of. And I mean, it's not surprising, you know, that there's all kinds of things behind the scenes that make that happen. But
I have an interesting story.
Yeah.
So today at work, there was a child that had an accident at school, Happens all the time, playground incident, whatever. And when that happens, we have to do an incident report, accident report.
Okay.
Official. It's on our software. It's built in. And when we went to print it, it printed out in another language.
Oh.
And someone thought it was either Greek or Ukrainian or Russian.
Do you think you were hacked?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I took a picture. They're hacking local schools?
I took a picture of it. I sent it to our nurse leader. She had never seen anything like it. The letters were, like I said, either Greek or Russian.
Cyrillian? It's Cyrillic? Is that what they call it?
I have no idea, but I saved it, so I'm going to look up to see if I can see what language it is. But out of the blue. And this family was English-speaking, so it wasn't like it, because sometimes we print paperwork for parents, and it comes up in their native language.
Oh, so you, so in other words, you write the report on the computer.
Mm-hmm. I input the data and it comes up as a report.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to figure out.
And it printed out in this, I'm not sure.
So did you try it again and it worked?
Yeah. So it was the strangest thing.
There's ghosts in your
computer. I don't know. Our secretary was like, everything's pointed towards Ukraine or Russia. They're taking all the everything's concentrated on them. And I was like, so yeah. I showed it to her. She's like, I told you.
Oh, conspiracy theorist.
No, she was, well, she was just kind of like, you know, all the satellites are pointing that way. All it's taken up all our internet.
Oh, okay. So she's basically paranoid.
No, I think it was just interesting. You know, you hear a lot about how they didn't like Elon Musk get involved and help satellites. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that far-fetched, what she was saying, but it's not going to affect my school health record.
Your nursing.
Yeah. So anyways, isn't that kind of weird?
That's kind of weird. I don't think it's that shocking. I mean,
can I just say I'm afraid right now my phone is listening and now I'm going to get umbrella ads. Damn.
What is it about umbrellas?
I don't know. I feel they're dangerous. And I also think like it's rain. It's not going to hurt you. I don't mind getting wet. I don't know. I have a hood.
Yeah, but I don't
something have that's pointy and can fly away and hit somebody. And beach umbrellas.
Oh. Oh well, beach umbrellas are pretty bad.
Once horrible. They're like jarts.
Yeah, they can hurt. I've seen near misses.
I don't
want
to think about. All right.
Yeah,
we got to talk about something else.
All right.
Sorry. So anyway, this has been interesting.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
Well, not really. I drove down here to do a live show with you. Usually we're remote. Last time we tried to do a show remotely, we could not connect. It was a lot of technical difficulties.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But so we decided we got to do it in person. So I'm here visiting the folks. Visiting Susan. She went out with friends tonight, but I wasn't invited. it's okay. I told her to let them know that I couldn't make it, and I'm sure they missed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's been a great conversation, but it's time to go.
Time to go.
Dip stitch out.
Bye-bye.